My point here went back to the file system stuff and Indian. That I really do think we should try to find a way to be Indian insensitive.
That could mean two things, of course.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Indian clean, I suppose, is the word.
I could probably give the full context of the one about the file system. First of all, we're not going to take suggestions. Just remember that. There's going to be a UFS 2. UFS 2 will be a UFS with 64-bit block pointers, 64-bit inodes, 64-bit timestamps, and extended attributes, and no more. We're not doing BC, the B3 directories, we're not doing journaling, we're not doing logging, we're not doing Firefox, just that.
Who are we?
Kirk and I.
Mm-hmm.
It's DARPA's funded. As part of that, we're still not quite sure if we will have to fork the UFS tree, or whether we can share the code in the SysUFS. That remains to be determined. But one of the things I was seriously considering doing as a side project on that was to do a version of it which, at a slight performance hit, will do big or little endianness depending what it finds on the disk. So you basically have a UFS 2 which will run in the native endianness on the platform you're running, and maybe have a UFS 2.5 or UFS 2, I don't know.
2 minus.
UFS 2 something, which will be able to take any UFS 2 file system from any of our platforms and run it at a slight performance impact. My question is that the way to do it?
Can I
it's a good thing.
NetBSD has this, and they have NES neutral, and about the architecture stuff, it seems when you follow the NetBSD stuff, things will break in other platforms, and we generally appoint someone who really cares about it to do it, and I don't think that the breaking the other platform thing is really intentional, but I think people need to calm down about that kind of stuff happens. It's not, it's really not intentional, it just comes down to the fact you can get x86 hardware that's like 4 times quicker.
Probably need to tailor discussion back to the office. Well, that point is a good point. Were there any further hands raised on the file system issue? Maybe go to Nick Sayers.
Yeah, it's all well and good to say that you want to take a disk from a Spark and drop it in an x86 and locate the super block of the first file system on it. That problem is going to be an n squared nightmare, I predict.
The disk labeling issue is different. You hear about that when I talk about Yarn.
Okay.
We could adjust it.
Yeah, I guess my only comment on that is that I would think of it in terms of just having two modules, one that is in the native Indian, one is in the swap Indian, and basically mail on that. And you don't have to have support for both Indians in a single module.
You need to have, if you're going to support both things, you need to have support.
No, because John can determine which one's appropriate.
Yeah, but the question is, how do you...
Okay, hold a second. Okay, so for a moment, let's leave aside the mechanism. Part of the discussion is here is whether this is necessary. Benno, did you have your hand up for us?
I was just going to make the comment that working on big Indian architects, especially with what I'm doing here, where I'm using virtual disks, i.e. disk images, being able to manipulate them on my x86 hardware here would be very nice. And I'm actually thinking of looking into porting the NetBSD and the independent stuff, at least for myself, to be able to use it.
Okay, let's go to David, please.
And so, are you saying that you want to write FFS2 Indian neutral, so one platform may get some degradation, or we will have the ability to both have the native format, and based on a magic number in the disk label, you can say, oh, I can tell everything backwards, flipping instead. And I'll just, with these options automatically, that will be all swapping for instance.
We discussed this last Sunday with Kirk, and I think the point was that the performance hit will probably not be very big to do the end-to-end conversion, but the code intrusion will be significant. And I'm not quite able to settle my mind. Well, I just want UFS to be able to go down there and say, do I need to swap or do I not need to swap, and then do it if it needs to. But the code intrusion to do that would probably not be compatible with the project we're running. So
my question is probably more about, should we do it as two separate file systems? So you have the high-speed one, where you don't take the performance dip on all platforms, and then you have the tolerant, UFS2 tolerant, which will eat any UFS2 file system that comes across.
Okay, let's
or whether we should actually put this into UFS2 and say, well, okay, we're going to take the performance hit on all platforms.
How can you take it on all platforms?
Well, by making UFS2 NDNS tolerant at all times.
You don't actually have any.
Okay, let's we can discuss some of the details of that. Why don't we go to let's go to Matt first, and let's go to Jake after that.
I was going to have two comments on the file swap stuff. One, just from the point of view of fixing bugs, I would much prefer there be a single copy, even if it does require munching it up a little with an AHL equivalent. Two, that type of code, if the conversion is macro, you can make it either, once you have it, then it can be either NDN neutral or it can be platform dependent and get rid of whatever overhead you added by making it macro null. The third is there's another way of doing this, and that is you just keep the file code platform dependent, and if you need to access a file system within another entity, you convert it. And a conversion program would actually be something that comes right in a week. You convert it back and forth.
But maybe they just want one shot.
Okay.
Can I just reply to it?
Let's let full line reply, and then we'll go to Jake.
It's not just a question about sticking macros in there, because the soft updates are significantly complicated things where we have, there's basically a copying of INET involved in doing a non-native NDNS, because all the dependency blocks and stuff like that contains binary field modifiers which are in DIP image format. So the format here is not sliced. I just want to make sure. So soft updates has made that a lot more complicated than the NetBSD people.
Okay, let's go to Jake next, please.
Having ported to a big Endian architecture, the biggest hurdle with the file systems was getting a big Endian NFS to use. After that, I could mount from NFS, and it was not an issue. I mean, I don't think that pulling disks out of all the sparks and sticking them in 386s or whatever is a big thing.
I'd like to get back to a point that Matt made. I don't think converting file systems is the way to go. In many cases, you want to pull a disk out of a big Endian machine, stick it into a little Endian machine, and play around with it and put it back. And that should be possible. If it's a slight performance hit, nobody cares. But if you don't want to spend hours converting the thing.
Okay. Mr. Justin, and then we're going to start trailing off on discussion of the file system.
The other thing that I want to say is that I don't think, as Matt said, if you put the macros in there, you can actually compile the file system twice and have two different modules that are slightly different.
No,
one that does the conversion, one that doesn't.
All the soft updates, you have to cover the metadata because you now have data stored that you need to access on the CPU, which is on disk format.
Right,
but it's thinking of leaving things in the on disk format and actually having macros converted on the fly whenever you have to access the field.
That's a hell of a lot of macros.
I don't think it's too bad. I mean, we already
Kirk does.
It's better to transform the data when you intern and extern it.
But right now, we don't intern and extern it.
Exactly.
We just read the disk inode in and say struct pointer, so into the buffer and off
right.
We go.
So a dual dual compilation will not fix it.
Okay, so before we go too much further, I think it's worth taking as an action item that people involved in this project should take a look at what has happened on the NetBSD side and determine for sure that their approach isn't worthy.
The first thing I want to hear is, should we even bother with it?
Yes. All I wanted to say. I think you've seen it through.
I think there is a lot of interest in
the interest is mainly for people porting to a new architecture.
It's for fixing up another architecture. So many times as Microsoft pulled a disk out of an Alpha for an x86, tweaked it, fixed something that got too large, it would have been a lot easier.
Yeah, I think there may be more interest. I think it's kind of hard to look at a developer pool and say, as a consumer, are you interested in this? Because developers make extremely poor consumers. I would observe that being able to swap disks back and forth between a PowerPC desktop and another FreeBSD i386 desktop would be very useful for me. So can we do one last question and then we'll
move
on.
It's not even a question, it's a comment. The one thing nobody's thinking about is removable media. If you knew if that's a piece of removable media on my FreeBSD box, right, and then I stick it in his, they're not going to read each other. So that's reason enough, I think, to do it.
Let me get, I'll make one of the last one, then we are moving on. So.
I was just going to say that the times I've had discussions with NetBSD folks on this issue, they have found it to be very useful and a feature they would never want to give up.
Okay, I've added this to my work list.
We'll
probably never see it again.
that sounds like a conclusion to that discussion. I think we're out of time for architecture stuff. Yeah, let's go to the phone very briefly to discuss architecture stuff, and then we'll move on. Anybody on the phone have a question about architectures?
None right now. However, I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave you guys for now, for the moment anyway. I just have an unrelated question. Is the stuff working on IRC right now, or are you guys broadcasting, or what?
Right now, we do not have network connectivity to the outside world.
All right. All right, well, that does that. I might join you guys later on if I get around to it.
Great. If you come during lunch, you'll hit silence.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Didn't Nick say that he had...
I have a 9600 baud.
Now departing.
Bosco, Montreal.
Wireless.
That would be enough bandwidth if we use it only for IRC.
I'm happy to do that. Maybe what we should do is hold off until lunch and do it for after lunch. When we get to the break, which I guess...
Maybe not too many minutes on it, but I can give a few of the project.
Okay. So, schedule-wise, are we at a break now?
No, just a BFC for now.
Oh. I thought we had Gion first, I think.
Yes, you're correct.
So maybe we do have a break now. Is there break stuff over there? Have they
requested
break? There isn't? No break? Okay, well...